The final plan for how to overhaul Oswego's waterfront was unveiled last week. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, this latest version raised some hopes and a few concerns.
After a year of gathering input, Edgewater Resources has drafted a plan that calls for two flat rock beaches, an expansion of the marina, and overhauling the pier with an elevated sand beach, restaurants, and a recreational green space for community events. Edgewater Consultant President Greg Wykamp says it delivers on the community's desire for more access to Lake Ontario.
Every inch of the waterfront's public, and basically just making it much easier to be down by the water, and then we want to get from the land and link you down into it, get you on boats, get you on tours out to the lighthouse, and create flat rock beach type opportunities where you can get down into the water if you choose to.
The latest plan also calls for residential developments near the lake. Several people at the meeting, like Dwayne Morton, said the plan will help Oswego capitalize on its waterfront location.
They've got a lot of good ideas from it, and I'm just hoping that everything will come together. It's going to take a long time to do it, but it's a big project, and I'm sure Oswego will really profit.
Yet some, like Gail Gobrischer, were worried about the price tag, like the proposal to build a new H. Lee White Maritime Museum and Marine Sanctuary building.
One of the biggest things is the cost and where the money is coming from. I think some of the ideas are a little outlandish.
Oswego has a $600,000 grant from the state that the city plans to match, which Community Development Director Justin Rudgick says will kickstart more investment. At the end of the meeting, another objection was raised, not with the plan, but with Edgewater. Suzanne Phillips is a resident of Rochester, where the consultant recently worked on a project that ended with the city seeking another developer.
Edgewater does not have a good name in the city of Rochester at this point. We found them to be untrustworthy.
But Rudgick and several residents at the meeting seemed unfazed by Phillips' warning, saying they are pleased with Edgewater's work thus far. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.